My wife gave me an unusual gift, a radio that runs off a spring. Its huge crank looks and sounds like a comedian's prop. Turn it 50 times, which takes about 30 seconds, and the radio runs for an hour. Why make such a thing in an age of batteries and electrical outlets? The idea for this wind-up radio came to British inventor Trevor Bayliss while watching a television program on the spread of AIDS in Africa. He learned the disease spread fast because of difficulties in communicating with remote villages. They lacked electricity to run radios and also lacked batteries because they cost a month's wages. So this lifelong tinkerer rushed to his workshop and designed a wind-up radio. He even built a working model using the spring from an automobile seatbelt retractor. In a sense, the easy work was done, and the hard part was to come. To be successful, an invention of this type had to be mass-produced. Bayliss had to attract a manufacturer, and from them the tens or even thousands of dollars needed to pursue patent claims worldwide. After filing for a patent in the United Kingdom, an inventor has only 12 months to file international patents to protect his idea. It's a very expensive process. Bayliss submitted his idea to manufacturers everywhere and got rejected everywhere, even provoking one expert to tell him that the spring, which powered the radio, wouldn't work. It would weigh 100 pounds and run for only 10 minutes. This expert suggested Bayliss run the radio with human heat from under the armpit. Instead, Bayliss took a gamble. He went public with his idea, risking that someone might steal it. He pitched his idea on BBC TV. Within 4 months, he struck a deal with a South African entrepreneur. No British or American manufacturer expressed interest. Now, 300,000 of these radios bring news and vital information about HIV and other health matters to an estimated 6 million people in Africa. Today, Freeplay Energy, the company making the radios, is expanding their low-tech mission by moving into medical equipment. Since the infant mortality rate in Africa is often 30 times that of the Western world, they are focusing on equipment vital for neonatal care. For example, a fetal heart monitor that uses ultrasound to monitor how babies are doing in the womb. It doesn't use electricity or batteries, but it relies on a hand crank and a solar panel to generate energy, just like the radio my wife gave me as a gift. With one critical difference. In America, wind-up radios are novelties, but in Africa, they can mean the difference between life and death.